Almost a quarter of adults are now concerned about their financial health, and 34% say not being able to pay basic living costs such as rent, energy bills and food is their biggest financial concern. To tell us more, I'm joined now by financial wellbeing expert Jonathan Watts-Lay. Good afternoon.
Hi, Jason.
Now, obviously, we know we're in difficult times and we know those pressures are mounting, but what are those real concerns people have at the moment?
Well, I think people are very concerned because inflation is running very high. We know at the end of to the end of June, it was 9.4%, and the Bank of England are suggesting that it will get higher as we go into the autumn. So people are clearly feeling pain already, but are also anticipating more pain round the corner. So I think this is why we're seeing, one in four people concerned about their financial health. But also, interestingly, the research shows that one in seven people say that they're embarrassed about their financial worries, which is also a concern because it means that perhaps they're not going to go and get the help that they need.
And there are options out there, and but we already know that millions of people on Universal Credit have received the first half of their £650 cost of living payment. However, it's likely in many cases that's going to pay off potential debt to family, friends, or even the bank on credit cards, etc., and pay that off straight away, and there won't be much left going forward, and they'll find themselves in that same position again.
Yeah, I mean, I think this really comes back to understanding where people are spending their money as well. So I think it's really important to look at outgoings and what costs individuals have. We've already seen in the press, for example, that people are reducing subscriptions to organisations like Netflix. And we know as an organisation that people often have multiple subscriptions, often for the same type of service or services they don't actually use. So again, going through your monthly bank statement and having a look about where you're spending money and where you could save it is really important. And another big area as well is some of those big items. So if you think about broadband, you think about mobile phone, you think about insurances like car insurance or household insurance, often people can shop around, and those sorts of things can often save hundreds of pounds a year.
And a little bit of time and effort put into something like that, as well as looking at a monthly budget, can really make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's worth taking that bit of time.
And there are employee assistance programs out there as well. And how would that work?
Yeah, so it's always worth having a chat with your employer, because a lot of employers now, certainly some of the bigger ones, have financial well-being programs in place. So a lot of these programs are there really to help people, and are designed to give different types of help. So that could range from an employee assistance program. So this is where they can help you talk through some of your money worries and make suggestions as to things perhaps you could do to ease that pain. Also, they may offer things like retail discounts. So a lot of companies out there will offer things like 5% off your weekly shop. So again, something worth looking at. And there are some out there also that will offer salary advances. So you get your pay, as if you like, as you earn it, and not necessarily at the end of the month. Although I would caution with that's great if you need it in advance for a one-off cost. So, the car breaks down and you need to fix it, but you certainly shouldn't get into a cycle of taking salary advances, because that could actually get you into more debt ultimately.
Mm-hmm. And it can lead to maybe even using payday loans, which again can be difficult for people to then pay back.
Exactly. Yeah.
So there's options out there, things to think about, ways of dealing with it, and the likes of debt support and consolidation as well could be a way of doing it, as long as you're looking at the actual figures and make sure you understand what you're paying.
Yeah, I mean, I think the debt piece is a good piece to look at, because I think expensive debt, so things like credit card debt, often you can consolidate those bills and those outstanding debts into one repayment, which can often be lower. So again, it's something which people should spend a little bit of time looking at and understanding, can they get a better deal than what they've got? Because again, that could save a lot of money over actually quite a long period of time. And the interest racks up so quickly on these things that, that's almost a number one priority for people that have got that expensive debt.
But something like hybrid working as well, if it's possible for you to work from home, ask your employer, you can save quite a bit on fuel bills at the moment.
Yeah, I think the working from home bit is an interesting one, really, because I think there's two trains of thought on this, and it will depend on an individual situation. So Yeah, you're right. If you've got a long commute and you don't need to do that, then you will save clearly money on commuting. But as we start heading into the winter, one of the other issues, of course, is energy costs. And so some people are concerned that if they're working from home, they're going to have their heating on at home all day long. Whereas, of course, if they went into their workplace or their office, then effectively that heating will be paid for them. So I think the hybrid working option is something worth considering. If your employer will allow it. But again, you kind of have to weigh up the pros and cons of it.
Certainly during the summer months, it may be a more viable option than during the winter. No, but the winter is when it is actually physically harder to get to work sometimes, depending on snow, etc. Now, there's other ways of doing things as well. And another one to talk to you is your employer about is possibly salary sacrifice too, when it comes for not only payments for your pension contribution, but also if you need other items, and it might be a better way of doing it than actually taking on credit.
Yeah, absolutely. So salary sacrifice works in a way where there's certain items under effectively tax rules that allows you to pay them out of gross salary. So because you're paying them out of gross salary rather than net salary, once you've already had tax taken off, it means that you effectively get them cheaper. So it covers a range of things. So it can cover things like bikes, it can cover things like bus passes, it can cover things like mobile phones and gym passes. So there is, and even down to medical care and dental care and things like that. So there's a lot of things that can be covered by it. So again, it's worth talking to your employer to see what's on offer.
And what other tips would you give? Obviously, budgeting is an important part of that, isn't it? At least if you understand how bad your outgoings may be, it's better than burying your head in the sand.
Yeah, and I think this is a big issue really, is that people tend to be quite poor at budgeting. So it's quite interesting is when people are struggling, they often know what the individual price of an item might be, but what they don't do is they don't actually budget. So they know that the price of a pint of milk has gone up, but actually they haven't budgeted as to, well, what can I actually afford in the weekly shop this week? What are the items I could cut back on? Am I buying branded items when I don't particularly need to buy those branded items? And again, as I mentioned before, there are retail discounts out there. So employers will often give retail discounts, which could be up to 5% off your weekly shop. So again, a combination of those things could help with that whole budgeting process if you think, well, yeah, I do need to save so much money per month.
And websites with cash back, there are often ways of doing that.
Yeah.
Even if you look at like maybe check out Smart, there are often deals there which can give you cash back on things which you were looking at buying. Recently, I know Lurpak Butter was on there, and that's been in the news quite a lot. So there are a number of things with a bit of investigation that you could actually help you out at no cost to you using devices you already have.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think also for some of those one-off costs as well. So again, often discount vouchers will cover things like computers and electronic goods. So, if your child's computer for school has blown up, clearly to replace that, that is a very costly item. But actually there are vouchers out there that you can get to often get quite a significant amount of money off of those items. And of course, because they are big ticket items, then that can be quite meaningful.
So do check out things like that. Of course, the Wealth at Work has a website too. Where can we go to find out what you can do to help?
Yeah, so we can help people and organizations. So particularly employers that are listening, if they want to set up some help for their employees, go and have a look at our website, which is wealthatwork.co.uk.
And in there, you may be able to find out about some of the schemes you talked about here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So do check that out. Wealth at Work is what you're looking for. Jonathan Watsley, Director and Financial Expert, thank you for joining us.
Great. Thanks, Jason.